You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. This is episode 5 of the semifinals of Bloodsport Season 3. Today we are going to be hearing from whoever will be moving on from the UK/Europe branch. And you know the drill. This is the semifinals. We're doing the streaks format. So let's just get to our contestants right away. Our first contestant representing the Netherlands and all little Dutch boys and little Dutch girls around the world is Willem van Vendeloo. How are you, Willem?
Hey, Neil. Thanks for having me. Thanks for making it work as well. We just discussed this. It's pretty early for everyone in the chat now but me. Thanks for arranging that. Happy to be here.
Of course. This is our pajama game, like Jordan's flu game. It's 4 in the morning. No, it's not that early. But no, we're excited to be here to do this with you. Just remind folks a little bit about yourself before we get started.
Yeah, my name is Willem. Like you said, I live in the Netherlands, Groningen to be exact, which is pretty much in the north of the country. I work during the week as an IT guy for the government, and in the weekends I work as a bar host in our local pub, do some trivia hosting, write some questions, you know the drill.
And I think you said before we started recording that tonight you're going to be hosting for about 107 people, is that right?
Yeah, 170.
Oh, 170. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be one of the busiest nights so far this year. So it's not going to be the scariest thing to do today, though. That's definitely this. I've been listening to the previous episodes, and Ryan is bringing the heat. I mean, the questions have been great, but it's pretty difficult.
Yeah, that's the way it is. It'll be toned down for the actual competition, but we're filtering folks out. It's not blood sport. No, it is. It's not fun sport. It's blood sport.
Well, we wish you the best luck for your trivia competition tonight that you host, and good luck today. And let's go over to Durham by way of Italy. As we've said before, our next contestant is Rob Becker, who will be representing the country of Italy, but he's currently in the United States. So, Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Yeah. I'm, as you said, currently in Durham, North Carolina. We moved back to the States not too long ago for my wife's job at Duke. But I'm an attorney. I work for an Italian bank still. I like to flash my two passports when I can. So it's a good life.
Well, thank you for being here. We're super excited for this semifinal championship. As I said, the winner will be the champion of the UK/Europe, moving on to the basically Bloodsport, the final Bloodsport 8. So, we couldn't do this without our host with the most. You've heard his voice, you love his voice, the smooth and savory tones of Ryan Myers. How are you, Ryan?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm reporting from a very clean kitchen because I had a spark of industrious invention yesterday, so I'm doing well here.
Well, good. That's when you get that spark, that's always a nice feeling, and then you know you cleaned and you can just kind of veg out for a while and feel good.
And you can't do anything but, because you know if you stop for a second you're gonna stop cleaning. So yeah.
Speaking of cleaning, we need to clean house of all these competitors and get down to our final eight. So do you want to remind folks right before we start just what the format is, and we'll get right into it?
We're keeping it simple but tough. You're going to get, if you get one question correct, you get a point. If you get the question directly after that correct, you get two. You will get a point for each increasing question amount you get. If you miss one, you'll start back at one. So it is a game of streaks. Let's go ahead and start with the first question, folks. Which classical composer is perhaps best known for his 21 Hungarian dances, 4 symphonies, and his 1868 German Requiem choral work?
Okay. I don't know. This is not my area of expertise for sure, but I'm going to make a educated guess based on the Hungarian bit, and I'll say Liszt.
I say Johannes Brahms.
Or Brahms. It is absolutely Johannes Brahms. Let's go to the second question. Number two, we'll go to history. What name was given to the pogrom against German Jews carried out on November 9th and 10th, 1938?
Yeah, I truly have no idea at all. I am almost 100% sure this is wrong, but I'd rather say something than nothing. And so I'll just say Kristallnacht.
And Willem?
That's what I first wanted to lock in with, but I think that's just the name of what the night was called, so I've locked in with Bierhalbputsch.
The correct answer is the Night of the Broken Glass, Kristallnacht. Let's go to question number three. What word can be found in the titles of one of the Pokemon games released in 2004? The Animal Crossing game released for the 3DS, and one of the foremost Japanese companies creating visual novels.
Not a Pokemon or Animal Crossing player, but I know that there's things like Red and Blue and Pearl and probably lots of other ones that I can't think of. And I'm just going to say Pearl because I think it's one of them.
Alrighty, and Willem?
I think my years are very off often, but I think it's Leaf Green, and I also remember a new Leaf Animal Crossing game, so I locked in with Leaf.
And that is absolutely correct. Leaf is the word in question. Question number four. What is the term for a name that is incorrectly applied to something but still largely used anyways despite being false? Examples would be calling pencil graphite lead, or modern golf clubs woods despite being made of metal, or dialing a telephone despite rotary dials being almost entirely obsolete.
I know that's for some animals that are not actually the animal in question, like a panda bear, which is not actually a bear. You call that a misnomer, so I'll lock in with a misnomer.
I put retronym. I think that's a thing. I don't know if it's this thing, but I think it's a thing.
Both of those are definitely things, but the thing in question here is a misnomer. Let's go to question number five. Which 1980s classic was directly sampled in Young Gravy's 2022 hit song, Betty, Get Money?
Get Money, I don't know. That's the first 80s song that comes into my mind. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Why not?
Could be. You never know. I went with the other one with Betty, and I put Betty to the
eyes. The correct answer is Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Oh.
We are halfway through at this point. We're doing a simple 10 questions today, Neil. Where are we standing?
Well, after five, Rob is going to have 1 point so far, and Willem actually got a streak in that first five, so he had two separate points to have two, and then he had a streak on question four, so he is going to be at four right now after five.
Let's go to question number six. What is the term for the quality or procedures followed by researchers in order to minimize distortions and outside influence when observing or interpreting data or an experiment?
I'm not sure about a specific term. Like I'd say you have a thought. The bad thing is I study biology, so I should know this. people are going to get really angry at me for not getting this, but I'll say I have a control group.
All right. And over to Durham.
I said controls. Yeah.
It's worded in a dictionary way, but that's objectivity or objectiveness.
That does make sense if you say mm-hmm. it like that.
Hey, let's go to 7 and let's talk about sports. Which European football soccer for our Americans club takes its name from that of a mythological hero, a mythology based out of a country 26 hours away by car from the team's home country?
Yeah, I'm happy to lock in. Go ahead.
I didn't want to give it away by locking in instantly. I think you're doing me a favor here, right? And I think this is a joke.
That's what I would say too.
I wrote this like 3 weeks ago and I didn't know who was going to be playing, but you're absolutely right. Named after the Ajax the Great. You have your Dutch club.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have a friend here who insists it's pronounced Ajax.
Yeah, we pronounce it Ajax.
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing.
Yeah.
You do, yeah.
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 He will get on everyone about that. He is not Dutch at all. I don't know why. That's just a pet cause of his. But yeah, Ajax.
I appreciate him making the Dutch language survive in the best possible way.
we love the Dutch language. Let's go to question number 8. We're going to get American on this one. What nickname is rather misleadingly given to the metro area composed of Bettendorf and Davenport in Illinois, and Rock Island, Moline, and East Moline in Iowa?
Locked in?
Yeah, but the only thing I see is that the first Bettendorf, the name you mentioned, was that sounds kind of German. Davenport doesn't, Rock Island doesn't, Moline doesn't. Ugh. I have no idea. I'll say... No, little Europe.
All right, and what's your other guess?
Quad Cities.
It is. There are 5 of them, but they make up the Quad Cities.
I think Davenport's Iowa, though. I think you swapped Iowa and Illinois.
I think I did on the other one. Yeah,
yeah. My wife is definitely Illinois. So that was a good one for me. Thanks.
any wrestling fans? Seth Rollins from the Quad Cities. And that's where his wrestling school is, if you'd like to go train.
Hey, let's go to question number 9. Reviton, Crypto Locker, Crypto Wall, Fusab, Petya, and WannaCry are some of the most historically significant examples of what kind of tech package?
So I don't understand what any of those words mean. I'm just going to say blockchain. I'm going to say blockchain and move on.
Blockchain and move on. And Willem.
Well, I've whiffed on the educational biology, whatever it was, kind of question. So I hope I get an IT question right, because that's now my field of work. I answered ransomware.
That is the exact word I have written down, is ransomware.
Saved my ego.
Nice.
I would have been lenient with answers, but no, that's the exact word I've got written down. So very well done. WannaCry was the huge one a few years ago.
That's the one I remembered.
It's the only one I would have recognized out of the list. All right, folks. And question 10, which acid is a major component of bile and got its name because it was first synthesized from the bile of a male ox? It's also a word predominantly featured on cans of classic green Monster energy drinks.
I know, I have no idea. We'll make up word. We'll say bolic.
All right, and Willem?
I said colic, C-H-O-L-I-C acid.
Well, a male ox is a bull, And the root word for bull, I think it's Greek, is Taurus. So this is taurine. T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
That makes sense.
It's a common ingredient in many energy drinks, but on the classic green monster, it's a word right at the top. This question was inspired by me seeing one and going, what's that word?
So, it's always the best inspiration.
Yeah. I'm going to die of heart disease, so I just don't drink energy drinks. So
that especially one, this that early one in the morning, right?
Oh, yes, precisely that. Hey, Neil, where does that take us?
Well, after all is said and done, Rob did get a streak from question 7 to 8, and unfortunately it just wasn't enough. He's going to end the game with 4 points, but moving on to the final and the champion of the UK and Europe branch is going to be Willem, who's going to end the game with 6. So congratulations.
That was close.
Very close. Very close game, and Rob, you almost pulled it out there at the end, coming back. But let's start with Willem. Are you excited to move on to the championship? Any workouts that you're going to be getting into, or any sort of training that you'll be needing to do before the finals?
Well, I'm really glad that it turned out this way. I can't believe I won on a soccer question, which was coincidentally also a Dutch soccer question that made it really easy. Thank you, Brian, for that. I think I'll just start doing my push-ups from now on and see where it gets me. Thank you, Rob, as well, for the game. That was a really well-thought-out game.
Well, thank you so much, Willem. We'll see you in the finals, the traditional blood sport. Rob, it was so nice having you here. We know it was exciting to not only have an Italian competitor, and then I think while we were scheduling, figuring this out, then you ended up moving, and it was great that at least you were able to do this. But unfortunately, Willem took a little bit of that Ajax flavor and took the orange jersey and wrapped it around your head and swung you around like a rag doll, and you fell into the wall, unfortunately, and broke all the bones in your body. But your brain is still
even
working.
The ones in your inner ear.
Yes.
Yeah. No better way to go, I think.
Yes, but your brain is still working. So thank you so much, though.
Yeah. No. Thanks very much for setting it up. Thanks for the questions. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Hope I'll be cheering for Willem in the final rounds. Hopefully he can take it home for us.
Well, thank you so much, Rob and Ryan. Of course, thank you for your questions. We're going to be in the lab, the Bloodsport lab, figuring out what the traditional Bloodsport will be. Is there anything? Well, actually, I guess we still have a few more episodes here of the semifinal. So Willem will be representing the UK and Europe. We still have a few extra episodes for Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the Midwest and North to figure out. But before we go today, just want to say thank you to Airwave Media, our network. If you'd like to check out some of their shows, just go right to their website at airwavemedia.com, and you can find some other shows like Culture Kids, The Art of Crime, and the Pirate History Podcast. So thank you very much to Airwave. Thank you to Willem and Rob and Ryan for all those wonderful questions for this episode of Bloodsport Season 3. My name is Neil, and that was Triviality Bloodsport.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.